The Tariff Question by William Jennings Bryan, Edison Record.
There is a fundamental difference between a revenue tariff and a protective tariff. A revenue tariff is so laid as to collect revenue, and you stop when you get enough. A protective tariff may be so laid as to burden the people far in excess of the tax collected, and you never know when to stop. A protective tariff is framed by the beneficiaries, and experience has shown that they exaggerate their needs and disregard the interests of those who pay the taxes. The low tariff of 1846 was so satisfactory that when the Republican Party was organized 10 years later, the principle of protection was not mentioned in the platform. During the Civil War, the tariff was raised to secure revenue to carry on the war. But when the war closed, the high tariff was continued on the theory that the infant industries needed it until they could stand up on their feet. But after a while, the infant industries grew so large that they could not only stand on their own feet, but walk all over the feet of other people. Then the protectionists declared that the tariff must be continued as a permanent thing, but that it should only be high enough to cover the difference in the cost of production here and abroad. Under the pretense that they were framing such a tariff, the manufacturers had been collecting about twice as much on an average as the entire cost of production. And while they've been charging a high price at home, they have been in many cases selling abroad in competition with the world. All recognize now that the tariff must be revised. The only question is, who shall revise it? Our answer is that tariff revision must come from those who have suffered, not from those who have profited by the high tariff. The fact that the Republicans, now in complete control of the government, refuse to allow any revision whatever and postpone tariff reform until after the next election is proof conclusive that they cannot be trusted to respond to the growing demand for a reduction of import duties.